Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Hello everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is so wonderful to be with all of you here today again, week after week. I love it. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time as well. And we are also very excited to introduce members of the Fifth Ray to today's show. Fifth Ray is a ray of healing, and boy, can't we all use a little bit of healing, right? If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I do recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website. That way you receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light at least once a month, and that is just another form of support that can help you on your path of enlightenment. All the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music, and events that we both offered together and that are on his website as a recording, please go to www.mikesnydercc.com. So, let's now talk about the fifth ray, the ray of healing. I don't know about you guys, but it has been intense. And it certainly holds true that we are part of the human consciousness. We are part of the evolutionary process humanity as a whole is going through. So no matter how much we desire to separate ourselves and to just go home into the higher realms and say, bye-bye, the truth is, it's not that simple, and you know that. You've come here to assist in treading a path that others can follow as well. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this radio show. So know that this radio series really is geared towards supporting you to find strength, empowerment, guidance, and a little bit of love and peace on this path that you've chosen to be on at this time. I said it before, and I'm saying it again, sometimes it feels like we are moving mountains, and it can be so overwhelming at times, day after day of facing our own darkness, our own fears, and you know, and regardless of where you are on your path, you still have to do that while being in human form. You hear stories of gurus who are far advanced, who also have to deal with that at some point in life when their ego, their lower self suddenly gets stronger and they stop everything and they go through an inner purging that is necessary to help them to rebalance and recenter themselves. And sadly, often, especially in the Western culture, we don't really give ourselves that time or even allow ourselves to be out of center. We immediately judge it, or get upset, or get angry about it, or all kinds of feelings are coming up about it. And really, it is part of the human evolutionary process. There is an ebb and flow. There is a light and darkness. There is a time of rest and a time of activity. It's part of the human form of existence. And if we learn to live with it instead of against it, it becomes much easier. And so when we talk about the fifth ray of healing, we will also have to talk about our consciousness, our awareness, our thought patterns. Because believe it or not, most of our discomfort and our illnesses start with the way we take in spirit spark of creation, forming an idea within us, and then taking it in further and allowing it to create a thought pattern. And depending on how we root that thought pattern, whether it comes from a place of love or a place of fear, it triggers a series of emotions and feelings, And depending on, again, what the source is, if it's love or fear, if it's our higher self or our human or ego self, it can manifest finally physically into forms of illnesses and discord and discomfort. So that's why often the fifth ray, the ray of healing and consecration, is connected also to divine truths, to a higher truth, to being aware that there's a truth out there that either works for you because it's in alignment with your heart, or it doesn't. And it's okay to be different. It's okay to live by a different set of truths than everyone else, as long as you allow everyone else to live by their truths. It doesn't have to interfere with each other. And so when we have the members today of the fifth ray coming through, they will support you at this time because we are facing more thresholds. There is December 12th coming up, 12-12, that holds the Holy Trinity within it, but also that 3-3, like spirit and matter merging together, the six-pointed star, the Star of David. So on a 12-12 portal, we very much feel, just like with 2015, with the vibration of 8, spirit and matter coming together even more strongly, creating this fusion, creating this connection that purges us even more to release what no longer serves us, what no longer is for our highest good. And so in the last few weeks, we thought, oh, great, we made it through the 11-11 portal, now we should be doing better. But we right away geared up for the next portal, and that's what makes the winter time always such a powerful time of birthing, preparing us for that winter solstice, celebrated as the birthing of the new light seed, the new light for 2016, because we're going through these consciousness shifts beforehand. In 2015, with all these unique lunar eclipses and solar eclipses and blood moons and all of that, has just really created this big boiling pot, so to speak, of transformation that we're experiencing to accelerate us forward so much faster, because the times are really calling for it. That's why we notice the acceleration of time, because everything is speeding up. And as the pendulum swings from one direction to the other, when it swings faster back and forth between death and rebirth, rest and activity and all these dual aspects, it means that we get closer to this center point, to this inner quietness, where everything merges and is in balance. And it is at that moment when we are in this absolute place of balance and stillness and alignment that we can shift from one consciousness level to the next fully. And 2016 holds a vibration of 9. It is more and more about completion. So we will find that a lot of long-term processes are coming to some form of close. Contracts, agreements made with certain people come to a close, with the opportunity, of course, to start a new contract and a new agreement if that's what you choose. But it doesn't have to be. You can also close that door and just open a new one. So these are very powerful times we have chosen to be in right now, whenever Earth is going through such a big shift as this 26,000 or 25,000 some years that have been completed. We are feeling it on such a larger scale, and the next 5,000 years are all about the element of Ether, the element of love. So we are asked to find what truly triggers our passion as a fuel to experience love on all levels. No more compromising. Love is the power of healing. It is the true tool of ascension, of awakening, of raising yourself up beyond who you are. That is what helped Jesus to raise off the cross. That is what helped Buddha on his ascension path into the higher realms. And if anyone watches the Dalai Lama, look at how much he's filled with love and radiates out that sense of joy. So you know that love is the answer. And so I'm really looking forward to having the support tonight from the members of the fifth ray for you, because they will help in balancing and neutralizing some of these energies that you've been feeling to support you on this path of greater awakening. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. It is with so much love that I come before you at this hour of great transformation. First, let me once again express my deep, deep gratitude for your willingness to be here on Earth at this time of great change, for your willingness to tread this path of awakening, of illumination, the way you have been for quite some time. And of course, this started long before this lifetime. You willingly descended into the lower vibrations of matter, forgetting about yourself, forgetting about your true divine heritage, to uncover it again through the path of evolutionary awakening. Now that in the higher realms, we understand how difficult it can be at times. And we are here to support you. But often you've forgotten how it is to receive, or even to allow yourself to receive. It is so incredibly important that you open yourself up and that you ask to be helped in any situation, whether it is a situation where you're going to be confronted with certain type of business situations, or certain type of relationship issues, or certain type of home situations, no matter what it is, allow us to work with you and through you. Call on the angelic kingdom the way you've never done before. These times are warranting this type of choice, because of the intensity that is felt by so many. And it holds so true that every single one of you plays an important role in the matrix of all that is, and especially in the matrix of human consciousness. You are columns of light upholding the evolutionary process here on Earth. And so it is of importance that you do nurture yourself, that you do take care of yourself, and that you find the time to ask yourself in the quiet of your mind, what would your body need now? What would your soul need now? And what does your spirit need now? Address always all three aspects, because there are times where your soul is calling out for you to pay attention. There's times where your spiritual self is reminding you that it can be different, that you can allow yourself to be different, that it is safe to be different. But it asks of you to speak a certain level of truth, not even so much towards those around you, but towards your own self. Often, you're not even truthful to your own self, out of fear of the choices that must be made because of that truth that is opening up within you. But remember, it is not always action that is asked of you, but only the choice and the request to be supported in this choice. And that is how the power of transformation will carry you along the cosmic waves and bring you exactly where you need to be at the right time. All is in perfect divine order, and you're part of this order. So take a few deep breaths and surrender and relax and allow yourself to feel the angels of healing descending down to you at this time, surrounding you and beginning the process of nurturing you and empowering you again. And as you feel them surrounding you and descending from the heavens to you, Michael, please play that next piece of music to bring in the members of the fifth ray. Feel that love and feel that peace and feel the tranquility within and around you. I am Archangel Raphael, and I'm here not alone. Master Hilarion wants to remind you of the power of truth. And this truth can only be felt within your own inner stillness. So often do you run from one place to the next place, trying to prepare more, trying to get ready more, trying to force change upon you and your surroundings. And yet the true power of healing comes from the willingness to stop and to listen to your own inner self, to listen to that profound voice of your own divinity that is speaking to you of ways that will liberate you. Of course, it can be frightening at first, because this liberation asks you to open up, to allow yourself to express that you are not feeling strong right now, that you're feeling weak, that you're feeling in need of support. And that is okay. You do not always have to be strong. There's great strength in admitting that you have moments of weakness, because that then in turn allows others to also be not always at their top game. It is okay. And so when you feel weak, what really is happening is that you release any form of control because you no longer can put up a strong fight. And there's a shift occurring by you being too tired, too exhausted to fight. And because of that, you open up and your divine presence can enter and infuse you with a higher frequency of love and light to support you. And so there is the paradox. On the one hand, you feel that you're giving up, that you are being weak. And on the other hand, sometimes that is exactly what is required of you so that you become a form of a floating self, where you float, where you swim in the currents of transformation. And instead of forcing transformation, instead of fighting the waves of change, to allow yourself to be lifted up and down and moved around in the knowing that this movement is divine in nature too, that there truly is a natural process, a process that is so much of a higher consciousness that you can't possibly conceptualize it, but you must have trust and faith that all is perfect, that all is good for those around you too. Often some of you worry about those around you. Either how will they perceive you when you are not at your strongest, or the other way around. How will it be perceived when you are strong? And will you then appear to be overpowering? Will it then appear to be controlling? Whereas in reality, you simply have the energy to push that what is stagnant out of the way and to assist and support others in seeing a new clarity in their own lives. And yet sometimes that is not received so well, is it? Sometimes it triggers the fear in those around you when you tell them the truths that you perceive to see within and around them. But if you speak of such truths from a place of love, not a place of need to be heard and understood, then it does not make a difference how it is being received by the other party. Then it is okay when it is maybe at first rejected. And you can stay in a place of love and compassion, knowing that it will take time for them to maybe see the beautiful potential within them, the beautiful gifts within them. But it is for them to choose too when to step out of the cocoon of being asleep into a more awakened state of aligning themselves with their divine source. And so we invite you at this time now to take a few deep breaths and to take a moment as you go within your heart to quiet all parts of yourself. Through the breaths, feel your whole nervous system, feel your muscles, feel everything relaxing. Feel yourself slowing down to a pace that is more acceptable to you right now. You often push yourself beyond that, what your inner self is asking for. So this is your time right now. You're surrounded by many beautiful healing angels that are right now working on your physical body, on your emotional body, on your mental body, and on your spiritual body, assisting in bringing alignment to you, assisting in reinforcing the flame of the Christ consciousness within you. And so feel that love and feel the warmth of being cradled and supported. And so now, as you are within your heart, and as you slowly feel the breathing calming you down, You can now slowly begin feeling yourself being lifted up, up through your crown and out of your body, beyond the room you're sitting in, further up and further up. And as you're being lifted up, you can see now a beautiful golden staircase in front of you. And see yourself slowly climbing up that staircase. With every step as you climb up, there's more of a sense of peace, of sacredness, of you feeling the sacredness within yourself, acknowledging that you are the temple of spirit and that you are as holy as any saint is holy. You are an aspect of God's source creator, all that is. So slowly allow yourself to continue walking up those steps, feeling more and more lighthearted, more and more at peace, until you come to a beautiful gate. This is the gate into the angelic kingdom. And here awaiting you is your own personal holy guardian angel who's been watching over you for not just this lifetime, but many lifetimes. There is such a deep connection and an immediate recognition between the two of you. Rejoice in this connection. And let your holy guardian angel now guide you through the portal into the angelic kingdom. And for everyone, the experience of the angelic kingdom might be different. And that is okay. But your holy guardian angel is taking you now to what's known as the temple of healing. It is a temple of healing that is supervised by myself as well as Mother Mary, with her beautiful universal mother energy. And so as you get to that temple, and again allow it to appear in whatever form it comes to you, and if you share it with someone else and it looked different for someone else, that is okay. Your perception should never diminish someone else's perception, and vice versa. You simply have a unique way with your humanness to interpret that, what is taking place in the astral realm around you. And that is okay. So greeting you now is my divine compliment, is Mary herself, as she's leading you deep into the temple of healing. And as you step further into the inner sanctum of the Temple of Healing, again you can feel how tension, how the old, how the need to know and the need to do is further and further being lifted off of you. This is a place of complete peace and harmony. There is no conflict here. There's only the sacredness of all that is in you and around you. And so as you go deeper, a sacred chamber opens up in front of you. In the center, there is a long altar in a kind of crystal that is very different from anything you've ever seen on Earth. The crystal reminds you of opalescent rainbow colors. And yet it is clear at the same time, and it has an inner glow to it of those rainbow colors. And so you're guided by Mary to lay down on this altar. And as you get closer and get ready to lay down, you notice that in the sacred chamber that is round, that there are 12 angels that hold the positions of 12 directions, all holding within their hands a unique sphere of light and a unique healing crystal that is also glowing. And you can feel that there's something very sacred about to happen. They are all here to not only remind you of who you are, but they are here to sanctify you and every cell of your body to the depths of your DNA and your most subatomic level. And this consecration means that you're going to vibrate to a new frequency, to a higher frequency, not as a form of judgment, but a different frequency, a frequency more in alignment with the vibration of love. And so prepare yourself now for this as you lay down and as these 12 angels create a sacred gridwork of energy above you. They come closer, and this sacred geometry gridwork becomes smaller and smaller. And as they are now close to the altar, they are now beginning to weave these filaments of light into you. And even so you left your physical body behind, it will go in direct line through you also to your physical body that is still on earth at this time. So allow yourself to receive this infusion of the healing energy of the fifth ray and the consecration of you at this time. And we will play a piece of music to support this healing process and this empowerment process and this infusion process. But don't allow yourself to be pulled out of this state that you find yourself in, because in the state of oneness with those light filaments, there's much work that is going to take place that will need all this time to be completed. And it will even continue for more time throughout the night and into the day. Just allow it to take place.
Thank you.
So now, in the process of having received this infusion, these 12 angels slowly are stepping back. And stepping forward is now your holy guardian angel. And as he or she steps to you, he or she holds in his or her hands this beautiful sacred geometry sphere, the symbol of empowerment for you, infusing it right into your heart, touching your heart. Allow yourself to receive that in acknowledgement for the way shower that you are, for the sacredness that you hold within and around you. In acknowledgement that your words do make a difference. Your touch makes a difference. Your choices make a difference. You are a healer of the fifth ray in your own right, in your own way. Know that to be true. Live that as your truth. And become aware of the power and the illumination and the love that is within you and that you share with others to ignite it within them too. And so, know how much you are loved by all of us and how much we want to support you at all times. This temple is available for you always, not only in emergencies, but always. Sometimes you will find yourself laying on the altar just the way you are now. And sometimes you will come here to seek teachings of higher truths. There are other chambers here that you will be guided to step into. And so I want you to see yourself being helped up from the altar by your holy guardian angel. And be guided to one of the side chambers where there are pillows on the floor where you can sit in meditation and where you can receive teachings of the mysteries of life from far beyond any book that you can read on earth. You're ready for teachings that go far beyond that what has been structured around you. Words that are beyond words. Visions and pictures that are beyond the visions and pictures that you've seen so far. You're ready for this. All that is required is your willingness to go into solitude, to follow your holy guardian angel back to this temple, and to sit in communion with any of the teachers that are awaiting you here, me included. Master Hilarion, even so he is not an angel, he is an ascended master, this angelic aspects, of course, but he too can await you here and work with you and bring through beautiful innovations not only into your own life, but into the lives of those that you touch. And so, know that there are ancient books here too, that once they are handed to you and as you open them up, you will find universal truth in them that goes far beyond the human earth truth. So at this time, allow your guardian angel to take you out of the temple again. And Mary is giving you a last blessing on your way out as you step back along the path So the angelic kingdom towards the gate. And again, I can't emphasize enough the importance of allowing yourself this time to come back here. Even at night, before you go to sleep, simply put the intent out to be taken to this temple of healing in the angelic kingdom, to receive support, to receive balancing, to receive energy attunements necessary for you to continue filled with strength and courage on your path of enlightenment. You can have even specific requests about receiving certain teachings during that night. And then allow yourself to experience it in the inner realm while you're resting. Or you can do it in form of meditation where you astral travel out into the higher realms of the divine angelic kingdom. But take that time. Take that time to come back here. You often take time for everyone else, but your own self. That will become a very important part of your life in 2016, is the understanding that if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to support anyone else. All in balance, all in harmony. And so we are assisting humanity to rise out of crisis, out of conflict, into a place of harmony. And you too play an important role in that. So now allow yourself to slowly step down those steps again. Feel this in your heart, so what you're carrying with you. Feel this sacred, illuminated geometry within you. And for some, it might have even been a symbol, like a tree or an ancient letter that holds a unique frequency, or even a number. It is unique to what you need to empower you on this path of healing. And so as you prepare, as you re-enter your physical body, as you allow yourself through intent to be put back through your crown into your heart, and you can feel your body again, be reminded that at the time of 12:12, there is going to be a reinforcement and activation of the sacred six-pointed star within everyone's heart going to take place. It is part of that day. It is part of the acknowledgement that you not only are a bridge between heaven and earth, that you are symbolizing heaven on earth. No matter how that sometimes doesn't feel like for you, that is why you're here, to anchor a new paradigm of love, peace, and joy on earth through choosing it for your own self first. So now that we will continue to support you in this process, on your heart altar, that sacred place within your heart, there now is a beautiful green flame illuminating your inner heart center. It is an acknowledgement that you are truly an aspect of the first ray, that you are a healer, and that your words and your actions do make a difference. So now take a few deep breaths. Feel yourself settling within your body. And allow that green ray, that green flame that is within your heart, to radiate outwards from within until you're fully engulfed in that sphere of the green ray of harmony. It is also a ray that is supposed to remind you of your heart. It is supposed to remind you of nature. It is supposed to remind you that even if you experience now the midst of winter, where there are no leaves on the trees, and not as much color out there as you would like to see it. That you hold the rays within you. You hold the colors within you. So take another deep breath and feel the presence of your holy guardian angel with you. Your holy guardian angel always supports you, always wants to be with you, always helps you in times of emergencies. Acknowledge that. It is not always seeking the far distance of shores that you haven't reached yet. It is finding the time to enjoy the moment and that what is in front of you right now. Right now. So stop running. Slow down. And know that everything that you need in your life is with you right now. It is with much love that I've been with you here today. I invite you to listen to this more often to help you in the process of connecting with the healing ray and receiving support. This does not have to be a one-time listening. Blessings to all of you. I am Archangel Raphael, and I am always there to support you, especially in your darkest hours. And it is so. Namaste. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Archangel Raphael. Wow, it's hard to speak after this, I have to be very honest, because I certainly feel the green ray too, and I was up there in the healing temple myself. I want to thank all of you for being part of our show today again. You know this is going to help you. I invite you, as Archangel Raphael said, listen to this radio show again at some other time or whenever you are in need. It can support you to reconnect to that healing temple, to reconnect to that energy frequency, and it will empower you in times where you need that extra oomph to make it through the day or to make it through the week or to help you release whatever has been tough on you or whatever has lowered your frequency. So again, thank you for being part of our show today. I'm looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Make sure to listen to this show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. And next week, we are going to invite the members of the Sixth Ray of Peace, Grace, and Resurrection to this radio show. I'm really excited about that. That's one of my favorite rays, actually. And once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. Enjoy the 12/12 gateway that's coming up. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Bouyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Peace be with you. Love you lots. And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Bouyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.